5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and with me today is Taylor Severn.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Hey, Taylor, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Jacob?
I'm sleepy, but otherwise I'm good.
Yeah, I feel this is mostly going to be me talking to a wall podcast. And on to the news.
So we've got a couple things to talk about today.
Yeah, and then we'll hopefully maybe have opinions on them.
Hopefully, maybe. Probably not. Two fairly exciting things, one of which is that the Overwatch League that was much flaunted and talked about at last year's BlizzCon, and then kind of news on it petered out for a while.
Well, I mean, I don't think, like, there needs to be something happening for there to be news, and they just needs to build up.
It needs to start, is when it needs to happen with the Overwatch League.
And everyone guess so what? It's it. Almost starting.
It's almost maybe starting.
No. It's almost starting. Don't put that maybe on them. Where are your doubts coming from?
I've been hearing a lot of banter about the price of the different teams for the Overwatch League. I mean, some of the teams are going for, I believe, like tens of millions of dollars. I feel like they've been having some trouble finding investors. Although it is Blizzard, I'm sure they'll make it work. I'm just worried that they might try and make it too big, and then it's going to really, really contract. Again, it's Blizzard. I don't think it'll fail. They won't let it. But I think it's going to have a real shaky start about a year or two in, kind of like what happened to Heroes. I was hoping they would learn their lesson from Heroes, but we'll see what happens.
I'm Heroes still excited is a dead game. Overwatch is new.
Heroes is doing real well.
It's a dead game.
Dead game.
But specifically what they announced that they're doing right now is they're sending out email invites to really good players.
Yes, basically the top 500, the grandmaster players in each region, I believe, right?
And there were a few other sources, I think, like some tournament people and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so not us. We weren't invited.
I mean,
Let me check my email.
I haven't checked my spam folder in the last, 5 minutes, but I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it'll be there.
Oh, Blizzard is not spam to me. I love Blizzard's emails to me. An email from Blizzard. I got an email from Blizzard.
Reset your account, please. The Necromancer is out.
It's the Necromancer.
I figured.
Which, surprisingly, yeah. Jacob is not playing and is instead doing a podcast about a separate game.
Yeah, well, I mean, it finished downloading. Probably by the time it'll happen. Yeah,
by the middle of the podcast, he'll be playing it.
If I don't fall asleep during the podcast, then afterwards I'll be playing it.
Jacob loves the Necromancer and Diablo. But yeah, Overwatch League. Fun on the bun. Are you going to watch professional Overwatch League?
Of course I'll watch the Necromancer. Of course I'll watch the League. I don't watch a lot of Heroes competitively. I tried watching it a bit back when I was interested enough to watch it before kind of I soured on it. It's a very busy game. They hadn't gotten all the spectator stuff in. I haven't watched recently. I probably should. I liked what I saw, but it just wasn't quite my speed. I don't really like watching shooter games competitively. I prefer RTS, and I've more recently gotten into more Dota style games.
Because those are slow.
Just the camera makes it so much easier to see what's happening in a team game.
I think it's they need better spectator thing. And do they have a better spectator thing? I don't spectate a lot.
They have improved it significantly. There was an update several months ago, somewhere around Christmas, even before.
I remember we talked about the update, but at that point, like, that's just old news. I don't hold that into my memory.
I
hold on to the name
either.
Of the game and my negative opinions of it. And everything else is forgotten.
I'm sure it'll do fine. I'm excited for it to launch. I just want to start so I can start watching it and keeping track of it, because What Blizzard has been doing with the Heroes of the Storm tournament circuit has been really exciting to watch. The production on it has just ramped up. It's awesome right now. I would urge you guys to check it out. And
I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Overwatch is a much bigger game. Like, it's much bigger earner for Blizzard, so I feel like they're going to just blow it out of the water in
Get
terms
messed
of production.
Up, Heroes of the Storm.
I'm excited for what they do with Overwatch because it's their new baby flagship kind of game. These top tier players have been receiving emails basically asking them, hey, are you interested in participating in a league? Potentially, maybe. And there has been too much news beyond that. In other big news for the game, Jeff Kaplan came on, went on the, sorry, he started a developer update.
Developer updates.
Last week, basically talking about some changes that will be coming to the game.
It was like 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago, wasn't it? Okay. Well, depending on when you split the week. But yes, basically, there is going to be two updates coming to the game. They're both on PTR right now for you to try out. The first of which is highlights. They are changing highlights up slightly. Currently, as I'm sure at least some of you know, it is kind of a less used feature of the game. The game will kind of record what it thinks are your plays of the game for several matches. I believe it stores 5 right now. And these are usually lost when you turn off the game or you turn off your computer.
Which, I mean, kudos to people who turn off their computer without turning off the game. Like, that's amazing.
You gotta hook up a battery pack so you don't lose your Pokemon. It's a whole thing. So yeah, they're going to be changing it. So the game is going to record, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's going to record a snippet of every match you play that day. For 24 hours, it'll hold it. You can also manually save a match to its memory, up to about 32 matches. You can save them by hitting a key during the match. It'll save it to this part of the game.
At the end of the match, it will save.
Yes, because it's going to take the whole match. And again, it'll save about 32 of these, at which point... not at which point... But if you want to get rid of them, you can either delete them or you can save them to an actual video file on your computer or on your console, which is pretty exciting stuff to be able to finally export from the game directly as opposed to having a separate program do that for you. Or if you're on console, I think there's some sort of share button. Not terribly familiar with the new consoles.
Consoles, how do they work? Magnets. They're just two magnets in a box. And you put the disc in between the magnets, and it just makes things.
That's how it works. Got it. We nailed it. Consoles. We know how they work. You can finally export those to a video file very, very, very easily. And in fact, you can... How do I say this? The graphical quality that you're playing the game is not going to impact what resolution or effects... the video is going to output at. So if you have enough storage space and you're fine with letting your computer run and render this video to the highest quality possible, you can do that and it'll look like you're playing the game on max settings.
You could get 40K 60 frames per second Overwatch video. Even if your computer can run solitaire.
Only on the Xbox One X. What a stupid name. Oh my goodness.
Are you saying my computer can't run 40K?
Your computer runs? So you'll be able to save highlights very, very easily, which is super exciting. The other big update from Blizzard is the loot boxes. Loot boxes are going to have their rate of duplicates decreased. So the amount of duplicates you get from the boxes is going to go way down. This is only good news, except for the fact that you'll get less credits. But wait! Blizzard's thought of everything. They're going to be increasing the amount of credits you receive from duplicates to make up from the fact that you're getting less of them. So it just means you're going to get more, more of the stuff that you don't have and that you want in the game, which is cool. Obviously, especially with once this new system is implemented and you do get more new things, eventually your collection will fill up. There's only so many items they can put into the game, so you will start getting more and more duplicates as this goes on. But it's pretty cool of Blizzard. I'm at the point right now where I usually get 3, probably 4 duplicates in one box. I rarely get something new, and if it is new, it's usually just not an emote, a voice line is kind of what I've been getting recently. So this will feel good. I'm excited for this to happen.
It you can hear his sadness of getting duplicates in his voice though. Just like drained him talking about it.
I'm so tired.
He's so dead inside.
I'm so, so tired.
We can talk about minor news now.
Yeah, so on to some more minor things.
So, have you ever thought, man, I want to see Tracer swimming? Well, too bad it's not happening.
Never. They hate water. Everyone at Blizzard is hydrophobic.
Essentially,
They have to close their eyes to drink.
Due to the way Overwatch is animated, it's too costly to do characters swimming. They have to do the individual swimming animations for each character, and then change up the animations of their abilities to also run while swimming, to the point where it's just not feasible, and they won't really have a water map where you swim. Overwatch.
I'm okay with this for multiple reasons. Well, first the silly things. I hate water levels in games. I am terrified of them. Ever since I was a kid and I played Super Mario 64 and there's that one foggy, misty water level and there's a shark in there. Just absolutely terrified. Also around the same time Reboot was going on and they had an episode where they're surrounded by sharks in the water. Again, terrifying. No thank you. But one interesting thing from this post that we learned is that all the animations in Overwatch are handmade. They don't do mocap, which is pretty common in most games nowadays, at least, you know, big AAA games. And they don't just do
a set of animations that they reuse on different characters.
Exactly. Thank you, Taylor. Which is a much cheaper option that many games use, which makes sense because the characters, all the characters in the game have very different frames, so it'd be very hard to just stick that onto all of them.
Very different personalities, Jacob. That's the key part.
That too. That's definitely a thing.
If you want another minor reason of why Jacob doesn't want there to be water in Overwatch is because it would ruin Zarya's hair.
How would it ruin it? It's just, she wakes up every day with it like that.
Well, because it would get wet.
It's naturally pink and awesome.
It would just droop down.
No, it doesn't. Have you ever seen Zarya's hair droop down?
They haven't added swimming yet.
And they never will. One other reason they mentioned is because they don't think it's a very fun mechanic. Which, I kind of agree with. I've never really liked water levels in any game beyond the fear factor. You slow down and it's dumb. So no water in Overwatch ever.
If you touch it, it kills you. It's an edge of the map. Overwatch knows how to swim.
Oh, there you go. That's
what it's a what if world. What if no one knew how to swim, and that's what how the Overwatch became a world on its own.
I mean,
that's the difference between
them,
our world.
Almost all of them have robotic parts or are robots themselves. So there might also just be like, hey, they just can't touch water.
Yeah,
one in Overwatch can shower.
Imagine what Tracer goes through. If she touches water, she goes back in time to the point where she didn't touch water.
um, So, in other news, Jeff Kaplan had a post on the forums regarding meta and how metas are kind of formed and broken, and that this is not something that is unique to Overwatch. I'll link the forum post in the show notes, but basically he's just saying, in response to several people asking why Tracer hasn't been buffed or nerfed, basically since the game came out, and yet has kind of fluctuated in her popularity and usefulness in competitive games, whether at the pro scene or below. And it basically just comes down to, according to Jeff Kaplan, and I just completely agree, it's because, A, characters around her are changing, which means the parameters where she's able to influence the game. That came out very weird. Basically, her ability to influence the game has shifted with these other characters being more or less prominent. And also, humans aren't perfect. He was saying in there that basically, like, a group of, like a supercomputer, like a group of perfect AIs would be able to make, like, the perfect team, hypothetically. And that would just be the meta. That would be how to play the game. But humans aren't that. Humans have different skill levels, different perceptions on how the game is, on how they actually play the game. It can be very, very different. And what they remember from a game they just played could be very different as well. Even if they were getting their butt handed to them by a specific character, they might not realize it or remember it when they're formulating their opinion on how the meta should be. So he's basically just saying, like, the meta shifts and is broken all the time. Don't be confused when you see a character who hasn't been touched at all. Again, like Tracer. I think she might be the only character who hasn't been changed.
Since one.
Well, yeah, I guess it does depend. Well, actually, since release, has she been changed at all? Besides global changes to all the characters. Like with the ultimate charge. I don't think she's been changed.
I'm willing to bet she has been changed at one point since launch.
I don't know. Regardless, she's gone a long time without a significant change. But very recently, she's very popular in competitive games. She is absolutely destroying many of the tanks.
How dare she?
I know. And it kind of makes sense. Roadhogs that were able to hook her at one point, basically the Tracers got better at dodging the hooks, and now the Roadhog's hooks are less effective. I don't know if Roadhog can get a one-shot on a Tracer.
I don't think Roadhog can one-shot anyone.
Yeah, if he could do it on anyone, it would be Tracer. Or D.Va. But, yeah, it was a very interesting article. I would urge you guys to read it. I know my ramble fest of a breakdown is doesn't really do it justice, but I thought it was very, very interesting. He even brings up how different games, even game shows that can have their own meta and how that can be broken, even though people think it's kind of this shifting, like, non-moving thing, sports besides esports, but they're not. Like, they even have to have rule changes sometimes because a popular strategy or a meta develops that they view as unhealthy. Otherwise, I think that pretty much wraps us up for today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
No. I just tried to look up to see if there were any patch changes, and then I found a site, and so far I looked up three different characters, and no character has ever changed. So, I don't trust that site.
I was really hoping you had something to say there, so I was going to take a drink of water, and I was denied that opportunity.
I live to deny you.
That explains a lot.
It does explain, like, the first, like, 22 years of my life.
But after that.
Oh, then everything just clicked into place.
As far as I know, you've only existed for like the last two, what, 4 years?
Yeah, no, that's it. 4 years old. What up? Also, I think Brandon was totally like ready to do the podcast.
Was he? He never got back to me.
Yeah, no, he says in the chat he's ready.
I'm glad he's ready. Well, that pretty much wraps us up for today, or this week, ladies and gentlemen. If you like what you heard here today, I don't know why you would. Oh my goodness, what a show today. I'm sorry, ladies.
Jacob and gentlemen. Is dead inside.
I'm so tired. I had physio today. My back and neck are just unhappy.
Okay, here's
I'm
what
so
we can,
sleepy.
Here's what we can do for the rest of the podcast. If you're just here for overtime, that's it. We're done. We have other things, but now me and Jacob could just discuss things, and we can get Jacob excited about things.
Excited about what?
Sun's Out, Guns Out.
What's that?
It's the new Heroes of the Storm event. Sun's Out, Guns Out. It's
oh, the summer thing.
Do you know what's happening with that?
I know they're putting Tychus in a Speedo.
Okay, so...
That's all I need, really.
Okay, so some people are mad. You can't buy.
I'm excited. You did it.
You can't buy the Speedo suit. You have to get it through loot boxes, and people are really mad at that. Yeah, and so people are mad at that, like rightfully so, because like they were like, we don't want this. Too bad. We're doing it. But they're doing also a sweepstake.
Interesting.
So it's going to go for 4 weeks, and every day each week, if you play one game, you'll get one ticket. And so you can get 7 tickets per weekly sweepstake. And then at the end is another sweepstake that puts in everyone's tickets throughout the entire event. Now, what is a sweepstake without prizes? So they have... it is just sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
So the common prize, 100,000 winners will receive 5 loot chests. Cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
A loot chest specifically for the event.
Yeah, yeah.
10,000 winners will receive 50 loot chests. 50 winners
Damn.
Will receive digital copies of major
Blizzard
PC
storm.
Titles and 250 Battle.net balance. You can buy Destiny 2 with that. I hope. 50 winners will receive 30 select legendary skins in Heroes. And 10 winners will receive a 24-inch tall collectible Illidan statue. And one winner each week will receive the legendary, top-of-the-line PC complete with full suite of Corsair peripherals worth over $24,000 or $2,400.
I'll take that last one, please.
And then there's a mythic grand prize.
Oh my goodness.
2 trips for 2.
Point half of a person. I just said point half. That's how tired I am.
Point half! 2 trips for 2 to BlizzCon 2017. All expenses paid.
I want that.
Boom!
I'll take either of those 2. Those last 2. I'll even become point half of a person to do it.
He will cut out... Well, which half would you take?
Don't ask me these questions when I can't think. Don't ask me math questions.
How
right
would
now.
You have it? Would you like have it at the waist or like bisect yourself?
I feel like we'll just get rid of the whole midsection. So it'll just be like it'll be like my armpits.
A head on waists.
it'll be a head on like ankles.
That should tell you of Jacob's body type of his middle section is everything between his head and ankles.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I can't.
I feel I made it. So yeah, Sun's Out, Guns Out. They have 2 videos of it. One's like a trailer. And it's like Tychus being like, yeah, I'm a manly man. You want to be a manly man? Join my program. And it's very silly, and it's like on a VHS, and it has the old Blizzard logo from StarCraft, and I love it.
That's funny.
The other one's explaining the sweepstake, get hyped up, gotta go fast.
Sonic.
Yeah.
There was something... Overwatch is having a summer event as well, right? Was there rumors happening that it'll be the Lucio Ball again?
I have no idea what rumors, but this is the first time we'll see if a seasonal event will continue.
That is actually exciting stuff. I do want to see, because I know, I believe on the PTR, I can't remember who was saying this. It was one of the YouTubers that cover Overwatch was saying that there was, in the score screen on PTR, an update to give everyone shots scored and shots saved for every character. So it's hinting at the possibility that Lucio Ball is returning, or at least some sort of sports ball event where all the characters can participate. Or it just means that they're going to do Lucio Ball again, and then in custom mode, give it to let you do every character, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wonder if as McCree you can shoot the ball to move it. Like how you move it around is shooting it, so you're like juggling it in midair.
It's like soccer car, except hero car.
It's Rocket League's coming to the Switch.
Okay. Also, Sunset Guns Out has a special brawl.
Yes.
Everyone stitches, and you have to pull them on your side, and if you pull them, you get point.
Fun.
Or something like that.
And then the Necromancer. That's happening right now.
Have you already bought it?
I did. I bought it,
when they announced BlizzCon.
Not this morning. I got it this evening before my physio.
Brandon's here.
Hey, Brandon. Hi.
What's up?
I don't know if everyone... What do you mean? I texted you. We're actually recording right now.
One last thing.
Yes.
Have you looked at the Super Nintendo emulator? Or not emulator, but Super Nintendo.
And the fact that they're releasing a game that they had never released before?
Star Fox 2!
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty hype. I hope it comes out for Virtual Console on the Switch.
Let's just talk about the Switch for a minute, because Press A to Podcast just is not happening for quite a while, and I need to talk about this. So the Switch, I'm worried about the Virtual Console. I know it will eventually happen, but the amount of money they're making and how successful these mini consoles have been for Nintendo, I think it's encouraging them to not have the Virtual Console on the Switch. At least delay it for the time being. Because...
They did the Super Nintendo purely because the Nintendo Entertainment System did well and is to celebrate that, more or less.
Yeah, but I feel like... Sorry, I misspoke. I'm not worried that they're never going to do it. I feel like they're purposefully delaying, or not... Yeah, they're delaying the Virtual Console launch on Switch because right now, the only way to get many of these games is to either A, purchase them on the Wii U, which not many people have and is an obsolete system now, or buy the SNES. I feel like we're not going to get the Virtual Console until after Christmas, which is around the time when the SNES Mini is going to stop production.
I'm not necessarily sure I agree with that. Essentially, with like the Super NES thing, excluding Star Fox 2, there, like, even with the NES, there is no reason to buy it if you just want to play those games. You buy it for the novelty. It's a novelty item. There is no reason to ever buy it if you want to play those games. There are a lot easier and simpler ways if you want to play those games. So it's not because people want to play those games. They want the novelty of having a mini NES with a mini NES controller and being like, eh!
I don't disagree. Well, I mean, what right now, if I want to play Mario RPG, how would I have to do that besides having the console? Like, besides having an original SNES with the original game?
It's not a virtual console?
It might be. You'd have to get out your Wii U, but they don't sell those. Sell those anymore.
The Wii has a virtual console.
most NES, or I don't, not a lot of SNES games were released on the Wii. Actually, I don't think, due to licensing issues, I don't think Mario RPG has been released before now. I don't think it's been on any virtual console.
No, it's on Wii U.
Oh, it is on Wii U. Well, look at that. So yeah, you'd have to buy a Wii U, which again is an obsolete console, or emulate it, which obviously is piracy, so you can't really do that. Well, I mean, you can, but you shouldn't.
I mean, come on, guys, don't do that. Come on. But yeah, no, you can easily do that.
Yeah, you
can. Come on, guys, though. Don't do it, guys.
I will say, I used to emulate. I just... Oh. I know.
You need to be that guy.
Wow. I've completely turned around on that. I dislike emulation. I really like just getting the original, the not the original, the official product version. If they support it, obviously, if there's a way to get it, I would rather the official version because usually it's just better. Like it's a quality issue, not a Oh my god, I'm just, all right. I think we're done because Jacob's falling asleep. Right. Oh yeah. Boy, you have no idea. Right, so I'll just wrap up the show quickly. If you like what you heard here today, follow us on Twitter. You can do that at @OW_overtime. You can also leave us a review on iTunes or your other podcasting catchers. 5-star reviews are extremely helpful. Getting the word out on the show is super awesome with us. Yeah, that wraps us up. So until next week, we'll see you next time. Oh my god.